from 90.7 WFAE. This is Newsworthy for Wednesday, May 13th, 2026. I'm Eric Thiel. The Charlotte-Mecklenburg Schools Board of Education unanimously approved the district's 2026-27 budget Tuesday night, concluding a tumultuous 2 weeks of tension after the board rejected Superintendent Crystal Hill's first proposal last month. James Farrell has more.
The board has met three times in contentious special hearings to hammer out details since they rejected Hill's budget in a dramatic 8-1 vote. Hill submitted a revised $2.1 billion proposal this week that included some tweaks based on board feedback. Despite the 2 weeks of tension, the board approved the new plan with few fireworks. Board Chair Stephanie Sneed said she stood by the effort. She became emotional as she argued that even if it benefited one student, it was worth it.
We should not be fighting over whether we fund mental health, whether we fund family engagement, whether we can move a teacher from one school to the other. The system is broken.
The revised budget cuts a $2.4 million social-emotional learning program called Capturing Kids' Hearts that garnered board scrutiny, and it preserves four Department of Social Services liaison positions that had initially been slated for cuts. Mecklenburg County must now weigh whether it will adopt the budget. James Farrell, WFAE News.
North Carolina lawmakers say they may be finally close to a new state budget agreement. Negotiations between House and Senate leaders have stalled for nearly a year over issues including Medicaid funding gaps and teacher pay. One major sticking point has been salaries for educators falling behind neighboring states. During a news conference in Raleigh, House Speaker Dustin Hall said the proposal includes significant raises for teachers.
The average teacher pay raise in our budget will be 8%. It will take starting teachers to number one in the South when you're including the local supplement, but also taking care of veteran teachers as well and giving increases all across the salary schedule for teachers.
Hall said it would mark the state's largest teacher pay increase since 2006. A North Carolina resident is among a group of passengers now in quarantine following a hantavirus outbreak aboard a cruise ship in Antarctica. Health officials say the passenger was transported to a federal quarantine unit in Nebraska over the weekend. Infectious disease specialist Dr. David Priest of Novant Health says people should be aware, though the virus is extremely rare.
We've had one case in North Carolina that was in 1995. I was a college senior that year, and so it's not a very common illness or a common thing to be concerned about, but it's always a good idea to protect yourself in those settings.
Priest says the virus can spread through prolonged person-to-person contact or by inhaling particles from infected rodent droppings that could be found in garages, attics, or old cabins. Charlotte City Council made a huge decision Monday night to rescind support for the I-77 expansion project. Elvis Beneyesse has more on the skepticism some residents feel, despite the vote.
City Council voted 6-5 to withdraw support of the controversial toll lane project. Chandler Wren lives in the Wilmore neighborhood near Southend. Wren's home could be destroyed if the highway is expanded.
I am pleasantly surprised that there was enough support to kind of rescind support from it, but I'm still skeptical about the long term of it, and hopefully we can come to a better resolution for all parties considered moving forward.
Council member Renee Johnson made the motion to halt the current iteration of the multi-billion dollar project. Jack Williams also lives in a Wilmore neighborhood. Williams says the vote shows the impact residents can have.
I think it comes from community members pushing back, you know, asking for better. And then I think it also, you know, comes back to our, you know, elected leaders who have taken the time to listen.
If several other local governments on the regional planning body support the city, the project will be stopped. Elvis Meneyesse, WFAE News.
Data centers have become a divisive political issue on the Charlotte City Council, one that took center stage during Monday night's meeting. Zachary Turner reports.
The City Council discussed what to do about data center development, and the water, power use, and noise residents worry about. The city found that one data center under construction near University Place could use as much as 1.2 million gallons of water per day during the summer, roughly the equivalent of 4,000 homes. Council member Lawana Mayfield said the city needed more information on the cost of hosting modern data centers.
but we're also recognizing that our state has created incentives for certain companies, which is putting a strain on our resources. We need to figure out a way for them to cover basically what is the cost of doing business in Charlotte versus the cost to the residents.
City Council voted to hold a public hearing on May 26th. The city could pass a 150-day data center moratorium as soon as June 8th. Zachary Turner, WFAE News.
Charlotte Mayor Vi Lyles addressed her decision to step down next month at the start of Monday night's City Council meeting.
I'm just so grateful for the number of people that have been so supportive of me making a decision that was probably the most difficult thing that I've ever had to do.
Lyles said she's looking forward to spending more time with her grandchildren. Lyles will resign June 30th, about 18 months before the end of her term. WFAE has previously reported that the 73-year-old Lyles has reduced some of her job duties and public appearances over the past 2 years. Mecklenburg County says Ramsey Creek Beach in Cornelius will not open Memorial Day weekend as planned due to low water levels from the ongoing drought. Despite recent rain, the water levels at the county's only public beach remains too low for people to safely swim. The county says it'll continue to monitor lake levels to see if and when it can open Ramsey Creek Beach this summer. The Charlotte Symphony Orchestra and Roof Above are teaming up for a performance this weekend that aims to bring awareness to the experience of people without a place to live. Elvis Meneyese has more.
About a dozen people rehearse in a church in Northwest Charlotte. They include volunteers with Roof Above and people impacted by homelessness. 70-year-old Harrison Irvin is one of those people who has been homeless.
They need food. They need empathy. Not sympathy, but empathy. And I want to be a part of building crossroads and pathways where we can locate individuals and reach out to them to give them a helping hand.
Called the Emergency Shelter Intake Form, the piece aims to give the public insight into what homelessness and housing insecurity feels like. Frank Impoloso is with the Charlotte Symphony Orchestra.
Really want our audiences that come to see this performance to really spark conversation about how they can help.
The performance takes place on Friday and Saturday at 7:30 at the Knight Theatre. Elvis Meneyese, WFAE News.
And a note, the Charlotte Symphony Orchestra is a financial supporter of WFAE. And for Wednesday, May 13th, that's Newsworthy. I'm Eric Thiel.